Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
4 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We are slightly delayed, but of course many themes to discuss with you tonight, and we're keen to get your thoughts. We've spoken about the tariffs, US, Trump, and now we're talking about a matter close to home, being tax. That, as we've had just discussed, is going to be implemented in an increase of 0.5% come the 1st of May. But bear in mind, if you're also within an employment environment where you're going to get a salary increase, just bear in mind that bracket creep might be a reality that you have to contend with, i.e. earning a higher salary, pushing you into a higher tax bracket, paying higher taxes. Now, all of that is how it impacts you and I. Before we even get there, there's a whole parliamentary process to how the budget has been put together, was delivered by the finance minister. We had the deliberations for a good 14, 16 days after the budget speech. And now we find ourselves at a point where there's ongoing contentious issues regarding a court order. But as things stand, where are we regarding the budget voting process, as it still has yet to get to the National Council of Provinces? Well, we reached out to a good friend of the show and someone who leads a team of ensuring that this budget process is understood but also fulfilled, the director of the Parliamentary Budget Office, Professor Dumsani Chantjies. Prof, such a pleasure to speak to you again, and thank you so much for making time. I'm aware that you've been incredibly busy over the last few days. So the fact that you're available tonight, oh my goodness, is something we don't take for granted. Thank you.
Good evening, madam, and thank you so much for the opportunity, for inviting us to be here. It's always good, lovely to listen to your show. And thanks so much for inviting us again. Thank you.
Thank you again, Prof. A moment ago, you might have heard us speak to Lance Collip, who was giving us the consumer angle of the impact of the budget speech and where we are now, essentially highlighting that there are certain decisions or influences that will impact our pocket directly, largely related to VAT. But as things stand, as we know, last week we had quite a significant standoff in terms of the budget process and the voting, and now there are court cases in place. But help us understand where we are now in terms of the budget voting process.
Thank you so much. I think you're doing very well in making the listeners aware about the process, and I really appreciate that. Look, I think last week let's take a few steps back.
Yes.
The budget one is presented by the Minister of Finance. It is a pack of four instruments. You know, you've got a fiscal framework and revenue proposals, which provide a bigger picture, which I know by now South Africans know about fiscal framework.
Yes.
And subsequent to that, so Parliament has a certain number of days to process that. And we saw last week the fiscal framework was passed by both houses of Parliament. Remember, the Parliament is two houses, National Assembly and National Council of Provinces, which have equal standing. So the first part has been hardly moved through. Of course, you're correct, there are a lot of debate on how that went through. So fiscal framework provided a bigger picture in terms of the intention of government on how much revenue they want to raise, expenditure to spend, and how much debt they want to have. Mm-hmm. Once that is passed, as we've seen, two houses, the next phase is dealing with division of revenue, which means the revenue that will be raised will now be dissected within the three spheres of government. So we are currently in that stage where the first house, National Council of Province Committee, has been dealing with that over the past few days. There's been public hearings, there's participations. Now, once that is finalized, it will be tabled in the National Assembly.
Uh-huh.
That is when, in line with the process, it has to be divided similarly with, firstly, in the committee, in the National Assembly, then it has to be a report has been made, it has to be tabled in the National Assembly, where it has to be voted on similar to fiscal framework, and the other instruments will follow then. But once it's done at the National Assembly, unlike the fiscal framework, which was done at the same time in both houses, in this regard, the division of revenue will now done at National Assembly, then will pass to the National Council of Provinces. So it has to first pass the National Assembly and then will be allocated to the National Council of Provinces. And the last one is the appropriations bill, which largely deal with the allocation of different departments at the national sphere of government.
Uh-huh.
But that is also preceded by department themselves first presenting their own departments vote to say this is what we're going to do, da 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 da. Then once that has taken place, then we go to appropriations bill, which largely often takes place by July which 4 months of the start of financial year. I think that's in a nutshell where we are. But where we are now, we've done a fiscal framework. Of course, there are court cases, the debate now. I had Lance talking about VAT.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I've had a lot of debates around that as well, and whether even it was implemented. Because remember now, when it's tabled last week, ETC last week by the minister, it means now is the parliament's document. So any changes to that has to come through the Money Bills Act, which states what needs to be in place. So the question is, are we likely to see the changes before the 1st of May? Well, that's a good question. We'd probably like to see more debate around that, whether the VAT will be implemented. But again, like I say, there's a lot of horse riding, joking and all of that around that, as I understand, by different political parties in the country.
Yeah.
But at this stage, the houses have passed the fiscal framework, which includes VAT as part of the revenue to be raised.
Understood. And that makes sense then why we're seeing big businesses send their notifications out to customers like us to prepare themselves then for that 0.5% VAT increase. What I'm keen to understand is it almost seems as though this is uncharted territory, right? With not only confusion around the process, around the acceptance versus the or adoption versus amendments that would have been made to the budget speech, but even these court issues. Is this uncharted territory? And I guess, does it further murky the waters in terms of the outcome of the fiscal positioning of the country?
Look, I think it certainly does. I noted that you had the discussion around the tariffs and the global trade war.
Yes.
And that doesn't make things even makes things worse, because remember now we needed more revenue according to the minister's speech.
Mm-hmm.
And we relied a lot on the economic growth, and we're now uncertain about the performance of the economy and so on. But certainly over the past few years, I mean, I've been here for a while now, we haven't seen such a precedent step. But of course, this is in line with the democracy that took effect last year elections. But I think there's a more learning, in my view, of how to deal with such of contestations, which in a sense is quite aligned to the discussion that I'm having politically. But I think the process, in my view, are still good in a way. The Money Bills and Rates Matters Act, I feel it was designed to preempt such a situation where it guides how the process should unfold. And I feel there is clear guidance from that perspective. But of course, the issue of politics are big, as Lance was avoiding, which can sway the situation quite differently, particularly that we have different views by different political parties represented in Parliament. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that it seems to me there is very clear guiding principles, process from the Constitution itself to the Money Bills Act itself. And of course, there are some issues which I know the court case now, which have been challenged, which again, I feel the Constitution, the Money Bills Act will be able to provide guidance in that regard. So yes, it is an uncharted terrains, which a lot of us will have to learn, including everybody involved in the process, in terms of how it's a new state of working in legislative process of pushing the budget itself.
100%. Prof, before I let you go, you did reference, the revenue avenue of it, revenue roster. There we go. And that public hearings will also take place before then this goes to the National Assembly and, of course, is adopted by the National Council of Provinces. I do recall that the last time we spoke, you emphasized this point because it allows us as South Africans to understand the power, the influence, the rights and responsibility we have to contribute to this debate. So I'm keen for us just to perhaps highlight that importance of the public hearings, but also how active citizens can share their voice and opinions and thoughts within this process.
Yes, you're correct. It's the process now is at the national division of revenue, which is really currently at the public hearings process. Today we were presenting at the Select Committee on Appropriations, and they were concerned actually there aren't many public submissions. So I'm glad you raised the point to say we need more public to send the inputs. I think the closing date is the 14th of April to submit your submissions and request to do an oral presentation on the proposed division of revenue, which is really allocation of the available expected revenue amongst national sphere, provincial sphere, and local sphere. So yes, there's still a space. Uh-huh. And thanks for raising that. It's very important. Let's ensure that South Africans can participate in the process. Is their constitutional right to do so? So yes, there's still space to do that.
100%. Prof, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Truly appreciate your time. And maybe for those who do want to reach out, where do they, I guess, submit their recommendations and actively participate in oral hearings?
I did send it out. I will send it again. I'll definitely make sure you get it tonight, the process, and where you can advise your listeners as well. But even going to Parliament's website, you'll see some guidance there. Parliament's website, as it is, there is area where guidance. But when you look at, look for Select Appropriations Committee, or look at the Division of Revenue Bill. But I'll send out more detailed guidance later in the day, in the evening.
Perfect. You've been a great help already, holding our hands to actually fully understand this process and keeping us updated. I hope you get some rest, Prof. It's a busy period for you.
We will. Thank you so much. As much as people understand the process, I feel we're all learning in the process. But thanks so much for the opportunity to share with your listeners in this regard.
Thank you kindly, Prof. Appreciate your time. That's Professor Dumisani Changes, Director of the Parliamentary Budget Office. It's 7 minutes after 7.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.